Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Daniel Degner reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
With summer wrapping up, a new school year kicking off, and fall weather just around the corner, Americans are turning their attention to the NFL football season. In case you missed it, the Packers have already completed their first two preseason games, and regular season will begin on September 9th. But this football season also highlights a growing cultural debate. Should states legalize online sports betting? Since the United States Supreme Court allowed states to legalize sports betting in 2018, states have scrambled to expand access to sports betting. Earlier this year, Governor Evers signed Act 247 into law, legalizing online sports betting in Wisconsin. But before statewide mobile sports betting has even launched, this new law is facing legal controversy. This month, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty filed a lawsuit seeking to block the implementation of Act 247. The lawsuit alleges that this new law violates both the Wisconsin and the United States constitutions. First, Act 247 violates a Wisconsin constitutional amendment. In 1993, Wisconsin voters passed an amendment that banned the Wisconsin government from expanding gambling beyond a few approved exceptions like the state lottery, as well as on tribal property. Therefore, lawmakers overstepped their constitutionally granted authority when they legalized online sports betting across the state. In other words, the Wisconsin Constitution expressly prohibits Wisconsin lawmakers from doing exactly what they did. In order to lawfully legalize online sports betting, lawmakers must go through the constitutional amendment process. Second, Act 247 violates the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution. The Equal Protection Clause prohibits states from discriminating on the basis of race. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty argues that the 14th Amendment, by unlawfully granting online betting privileges to Indian tribes, is based on their race. A Marquette poll released this February reveals that nearly two-thirds of Wisconsinites oppose legalizing mobile sports betting. In this case, public opinion aligns with a large body of research that demonstrates the harms of online sports betting. With another bet, just a tap or a click away, gambling is rapidly becoming a common vice in our society, especially for young men. One study found that nearly half of men ages 18 to 49 have at least one active online sports betting account. Another study found that over 1 in 10 teen boys have engaged in sports-related gambling. More than likely, you've seen flashy billboards, YouTube advertisements, or TV commercials offering you a chance to win big, but these ads fail to tell the whole story. One study found that 96% of online gamblers lose money in the long run. Another study revealed that almost one-third of sports bettors have debts that attribute to gambling. So much for the big win. Casinos continue to rake in billions, while individuals and society continue to lose. Just last year, the total amount spent on legalized sports betting increased by 11%, and 2026 is looking like another record-breaking year for the industry. While all forms of gambling can lead to addiction, sports bettors face twice as high of a risk of problem gambling than gamblers do in general. Studies show that at minimum 10% of sports bettors fit the description for problem gamblers. Like any addiction, gambling addictions create havoc for individuals, families, and society. Beyond financial distress, gambling addictions lead to higher divorce, crime, and suicide rates. Parents need to know that the gambling industry preys on low-income populations and vulnerable children, especially teen boys. So before you dust off your cheesehead and turn on the Packer game, educate your children about the risks of sports gambling. Make sure they know that only 4% of sports bettors make a profit and that gambling can easily get out of control. Monitor their devices to ensure that they aren't falling prey to this vice. And most importantly, model and teach wise stewardship choices like saving for the future, making wise spending choices, and giving to worthwhile causes. While we wait for the court to strike down this unlawful act, we can each do our part to protect ourselves and our loved ones from the harms of online sports betting this football season. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Daniel Degner reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Daniel Degner, president of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wisconsinfamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.